Hi everyone. I was just working with the Azure Resource Manager groups in Visual Studio projects, and I just figured I'd create a quick video to walk through the basics of it. So what I'm trying to do eventually, or what my team is trying to do, is build out an Azure Resource Manager project that lays out a SonarQube installation securely up in Azure using virtual machines and Azure SQL. To do that, we've got to set up the Azure Resource Manager properties. So we're going to start by switching over to Visual Studio. I already have a project here. Let me open it up, a solution. But let me show you how I got here. So the empty solution here is the output of doing a file new project. And then under templates, I chose Visual C Sharp Cloud. And then chose the Azure Resource Group. Gave it some naming, dropped it into my repository, and we're good to go. So I'm going to cancel this. And that gets you a project, in this case, VSAR Technical Debt Resource Group ARM. It contains the Azure Deploy JSON script, which is the base file, the Azure Resource Manager template. There's a parameters file that goes along with it, which contains any parameters we're going to load up in here. So it's going to prompt me eventually for a username, a password, a machine name. Those all will wind up in here. And then there's this deploy to Azure Resource Group PS1. So when we right-click on the project and say deploy, we're actually going to deploy using this script. Now the Azure Deploy JSON file is broken up into four sections. We have the parameters, variables, resources, and outputs. And the JSON outline on the left-hand side here is just a quick way of working with the file. There's more sections in an ARM template, but these are the ones we're going to work with for right now. Now, to add a new resource, let's say I wanted to add my virtual machine. I want a virtual machine that already has the JDK8 installed on it, which SonarQube requires. Just right-click here on Resources, say Add New Resource. And we get a list of resources that are available that are known to the Azure SDK that's installed. I think we have 2.9 installed here. So at the bottom, I'm going to say Windows Virtual Machine, and it's going to ask me for the name of the machine. So it's going to be SonarQube VM. It's going to want to know what storage account to put this into. Now, I don't currently have a storage account available, so I'm going to have it create one as part of my template. And I call it Sonar Store, and I'm keeping the name short specifically because there is, I'll show you the script in a second, but it concatenates this name with a GUID, with an ID, and it's a 24 character limit for storage accounts. So if you make a longer name, you may wind up going over that and getting an error when you first try to deploy. So just be aware of that. And then the next thing it needs is a virtual network or subnet to attach to. So again, we're going to create a new one. And this is going to be SonarNet or SonarCube Net. All right, so let me add that in. Now you notice I haven't finished this wizard yet, but it's already created the Sonar Store over here in the resources and the SonarCube Net right here, which is the gray block showing up in back here. When I hit add finally here, it's going to add the SonarCube VM Network Interface Card, the NIC, as well as a SonarQube VM. And if we look at the SonarQube VM, we can see down at the bottom here under our network interfaces, we're actually going after the SonarQube NIC that we created a second ago. Now I want to show you the storage account issue. So if we come back over to our Sonar Store, what we're going to see is that our resource is the name of our resource is a variable called sonar store name. Our variables are kept in the variables here, but you can also see them navigable here on the right. I'm going to expand the outline first. I'm going to go to sonar store name and select it, and it's going to jump in the file to the sonar store name. And it says concat. So there's ARM templates have functions you can build, and one of those concatenate. So concat the word sonar store with the resource group ID. And so this total string has to be 24 characters or less, which is what I was mentioning a second ago. Originally, I had done Sonar Cube SA for storage account, and that created too many characters. So you're going to see this happen a few times. The next thing that I want to do is I want to save this off and just check it in and run it. So let me come over to my, make sure everything is saved. Let me come over to Team Explorer, and I'm going to run over to my changes. And I'm just going to check this into my base VM branch. Base VM with storage account and network. And I'm going to commit this. And that's all set. And the next step is I'm going to actually try it out. So I'm going to deploy this. And to deploy this, I'm going to bring up my. So this is my Azure portal. And you can see we have a set of resource groups out here. What I'm actually modeling is this Rangers resource group that I already built with Sonar Cube in it. So I'm trying to build this out, but using the ARM templates instead. So when I deploy, I'm going to wind up with a brand new resource group in this list. So the way we deploy is you right-click on the project name, say deploy, give it the ARM templates, and it's going to deploy to resource group. It's going to go off and ask you to log into your Azure account if you don't have it. And I'm going to pick a resource group for this. Now, I don't want to put it into one of the existing resource groups I have. I want to put it into a brand new one. And by default, it's going to give me the name of my project. And that's okay with me. Next thing it wants to know is where is this resource group going to reside? I'm just going to say East US, have it create that for me. And then now it's going to have my Azure Deploy JSON, which is my main template, right back here. And then I have this parameters file we haven't looked at yet, other than it being empty. So I'm going to edit the parameters. So any parameters that we have up here in the top, the five parameters, are going to show up in this edit. So Sonar store type is already filled in for us, but it needs a VM name. So I'm going to call this Sonar Cube VM and fix the typo. My username, I'm going to call it login, and I'll put a password in here. Now you see the OS version it's going to choose. So these are the ones that are available to me in my parameter list for the OS version. We're going to come back to this in a minute because I don't want the R2 data center. What I want is actually an R2 data center with JDK 8 installed. There actually is a virtual machine template out in Azure I can use. But by default, it doesn't show up here. So we're going to reconfigure that in a second once I send this up. Now, the other thing is we have this save passwords as plain text in the parameters file. That means that this password that I have here, which is now a secure string, isn't going to be stored in the parameter.json file. So when I actually say deploy down here, after I save this, it's going to prompt me for the password again. And every time I deploy, it's going to prompt for the password. In my case, I don't care. I want to save it. So I'm going to hit Save Passwords. This is going to store it in the file, and it's going to reuse it every time. You wouldn't normally do this, especially in a secure environment. But in my case, it's okay to do. So let me save that. Let me hit Deploy. And once I hit Deploy, it's going to go off and begin running the Deploy Azure Resource Group PowerShell script and begin the process of chugging along. And this is probably going to take a little bit of time, so I'm going to fast forward through this part for you. And come back in once it's all done, and I'll show you what happened. Okay, so we're finished. So let's go back and take a look at what happened here. So we successfully deployed our template. We see that we have our OS version out there with our login account. Notice our secure string password didn't show up here. That's good. And we succeeded for all provisioning. Excellent. Let's flip over and take a look at what this actually did over in Azure. So we see we have my resource groups over here. Let me close these up. And let me do a refresh. And we have a new Azure resource group, which is just a collection of Azure machines and resources that all work together. They're really handy for things like development because you can have a bunch of machines together and then just blow them all away in one shot without having to worry about the order in which things were created or destroyed. Let's go into the templates and take a look at what we were created. So we created a SonarQube VM. We created our network interface card, which hooks up into our SonarQube net, and then we have our storage account that the VM sits inside. And if we click on the VM, we see we have a running VM up here. And it should finish loading, and a monitoring will start up in a minute. But notice we can't connect to it. And the reason we can't connect is because we don't have a public IP address. So we didn't create one here. So if we go back and look my Rangers resource group here, which has my virtual machines that I'm figuring out I want to work with, I have SonarQube SSJ here. And if I select it, you see it has a public IP address and a name. If I click on that, Azure is going to show me that I have a public IP address object here that I don't have in my template. So I'm going to have to create one of those. And the easiest way to create one of those is to right-click and generate one, but I'm going to need some more values for that. Well, we always have this export template down here, so I can just click on that, and it's going to give me a quick way of getting some of the values I need for this. So if I come down to my public IP address, I've got a block right here that is my public IP. And I can go ahead and compare this to what I'm putting over in Visual Studio in my project to make sure I get the right values set up. All right, let's go back to Visual Studio now. All right, so we've deployed out a virtual machine, but the virtual machine we have doesn't have the JDK on it, which is what we really need for SonarQube. So when we come over and look at our SonarQube resources, we see this image reference section right here. This is the section we need to update to be able to make this work. So we have a few different parameters and variables that we have to deal with that are up here in the parameters and variables section. The most important is this SKU. And how we can figure out what to put in here for the JDK is, well, we flip over to our handy dandy Azure portal and we go find a machine that has what we want. In my case, in this temp resource group, I actually have a JDK machine set up. So here's a JDK VM built off of the template. And if I select that, once it loads, down at the bottom, I have the export template again for this machine. So we'll export the template. And here's the parameters for my virtual machine. And what you're going to see under the image reference here is publisher Microsoft, offer JDK, and SKU JDK underscore 8. So I'm going to want to mimic that over in Visual Studio. So when I come back over here, I see my publisher, my offer, and my SKU. Let's start with the SKU. The SKU is a parameter, SonarQube VM Windows OS version. So we'll go to our parameters, SonarQube VM Windows OS version, and there's the block, and here's the list we saw earlier when I tried to deploy it for our parameters, what to select, including our default value of our to data center. So this I want to be JDK 8. And I also want to add it to my allowed values list. Actually, I'd probably replace the entire list with JDK 8, and that way there's no problem. It's always just JDK 8. There's no options. So we can do that. Now by doing that, we're able to deploy just the JDK 8, but it's going to break because of the publisher being Microsoft and the offer being JDK. And one more thing I want to jump out and call out here. So I'm going to redo a deployment here, which means I have to get rid of this resource group. These are really easy to clean up. You just select it. When it loads up, double click on the name, copy it to your clipboard, Control C, and then just click on delete. It's going to ask you to type the resource group name back in, paste it in, Control V. It always puts a space at the end, so just backspace once. It likes the name, we're good. And it's going to delete all this stuff for me nice and clean in the background while I'm working. All right, and off it goes. So let's flip back over and look back at our problem. So we have our JDK 8, but down here in our VM, we also need the offer and the publisher. Remember, the publisher is Microsoft, the author is JDK. Well, these are variables sitting out there. So I can go and find the SonarQube VM image publisher. SonarQube VM image publisher, select that. And it says Microsoft Windows Server. This is going to break. It has to be just Microsoft. So we'll edit that line. And the SonarQube VM image offer is the other piece. That needs to be JDK. All right, so those three pieces are what gets us a JDK virtual machine versus just a straight up Windows Server virtual machine. It's still Windows Server 2012 R2. It just happens to have the JDK 8 installed on it. There's JDK 7 and JDK 6 out there as well, I believe. So once we have that, we're going to save everything. We're going to check our parameters file. Notice here's my unencrypted password from earlier. You notice it. I don't care what the password is. I don't care if anybody knows it. This environment is going to be blown away 6 or 7 times. But just realize that it will store it in plain text if you hit that checkbox. So that looks fine. And we'll go back and check and see if our environment is cleaned up. And it's still there. So we'll just cut here and come back in once it's ready to deploy again. All right, so to load our public IP in here, I'm going to hide some of these outline sections. And I'm just going to add another resource. So right-click on the Resources node, say Add Resource, and we scroll down and we see public IP address. So we select that. We have to give it a name. So in our Cube IP. And we have this network interface card it's going to bind to that's already existing. If we had more than one, we could select them or create another one to bind to, but that's fine. And I'm going to add that in. And it's going to create a new SonarQube IP item, which is dynamic with our domain label SonarQube IP DNS. And this DNS name is a parameter that we're going to have to pass in when we do our create. So this is how we're going to access it through the public internet. So we're going to save this now. I'm going to check this into my repository. Added public IP. Commit that back in. Come back to Solution Explorer, and I'm just going to right-click and say Deploy. It's going to go ahead and pull up all our information. Now notice, I blew away the resource group earlier, so it's not going to be here again. So I'm going to deploy the whole thing all over again. And again, this time I'm not going to have you guys sit through the whole thing, so I'm going to chop out the wait portion of the video. I'm going to create that. I'm going to go to our parameters file. We have a brand new SonarQube IP DNS name. So we're going to be SonarQube Rangers. And hit save, and we're going to go off and deploy it. And off it goes. And it failed. Oh, and it failed because I bet I know why it failed. Let's take a look at our resource group. Let's look at our rangers. Let's look at our public IP. Let's look at our VM. And notice that our DNS name label is all lowercase. So this is actually case sensitive. So we have to use a lowercase set of names. So let's go back and fix it. So we'll come back over to our SonarQube IP. We're leaving the parameter SonarQube IP DNS name. So let's go to our parameters, look here. That looks good. We need to grab it out of our Azure Deploy parameters. That's where we saved off the value. SonarQube Rangers. Let's make this all lowercase. Control S to save it. Everything looks good. Let's go ahead and redeploy. Notice the template's there this time. That's because the last time when we selected it and said make a new one in East US, actually went off spinning down here and said, and it actually made the empty resource group for us. So let's go and deploy. And we'll be back in a minute once this is all done. So our deployment is finished now, and let's go take a look at Azure and see what we've got. So if we come back out to here, so if we come back out to our technical.arm templates, and we now have a SonarQ by IP, and hopefully when we click on SonarQ VM, it will show up with our IP address and our DNS name, and hopefully we can connect to it. And we have our server. Let's take a look and see if we have our JDK installed. So Windows X, go to command prompt, and type in set. And we should have, there's the JDK bin, there's Java Home. That's it. So far, so good. Now to move on to other parts. Thanks for watching.